This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Glad to have you with us, and gladder still to at long last be able to deliver some good housing news. Home builders are feeling pretty good about things, which is a distinct change of direction for their mood. We learned this morning builders broke ground on more homes last month than they have in any month since 2008. However, and don't tell me you didn't know this was coming, when you fall as far as the U.S. housing market has fallen, you're climbing out of a very deep hole. Marketplace's Shireen Marisol Meraji gets us going today.
Stephen Paul is the executive vice president of Mid-Atlantic Builders. He says things have been looking up for his company since March.
Probably the best 4 months of sales that we've seen in several years.
But Paul's quick to point out that business has been so miserable for so long, it's difficult to feel better.
It's sort of like when you've been sick or you have a really bad headache and slowly it goes away and then you suddenly realize, oh, I don't have a headache anymore.
He thinks the housing crisis headache is going away. He's even hired a couple of college grads to prepare for a boom next spring.
Shireen, this is good news. Indeed, housing is coming back.
That's Stuart Gabriel. He's the director of UCLA's Ziman Center for Real Estate.
But please bear in mind that this so-called recovery to housing is muted and it's late.
Late because housing is usually the first thing to bounce back after an economic slump. Muted because we need twice as much new construction than we're seeing now to get back to a normal housing market. Not the out-of-whack market we saw during the bubble where 2 million new homes were built each year, but a normal one, around 1.5 million new homes. Robert Van Oort is a professor of real estate and economics at George Washington University. He's surprised the housing start numbers aren't higher. Van Oort blames banks for not lending enough to future homebuyers and says Americans are still worried about where the economy's headed.
Buying a house is a bet on the future. And when people are uncertain of the future, they're reluctant to. So we have a better market than we had a month ago, a significantly better market than we had a year ago. But we still don't have a very good market.
For Marketplace, I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji.